Fatima, where heaven and earth have met. Since the day our Blessed Mother visited her cousin Elizabeth, she has never stopped visiting her people and care for them in time of need, reminding them of the gospel of her son. This happened in Guadalupe, Mexico, and then in Lourdes, France. Let us now hear what was the purpose and message of her visitation in Fatima on every 13th of the month from May to October in 1917. Here now is the director of Radio Maria Canada, Father George Amaro.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to another program on Fatima. Although we haven't speaking directly about Fatima, but indirectly, I've mentioned Fatima here and there. In preparing the way to speak about Fatima, we have already spoken the basis, the theological basis for these apparitions, for these visitations of Mary, and we have spoken about other visitations of Mary, and of course we always made the comparison with Fatima. And now, as I announced before, and because somehow Radio Maria is entangled with Medjugorje, we use our Blessed Mother image of Medjugorje, we use it in Radio Maria. And so it is a must to speak about Medjugorje and the events that happened there from 81 to nowadays, because they haven't finished yet. But I speak about Medjugorje with, as I told you before, a long time ago already, that I stick with the Church. I stick with what the Church says about the Medjugorje, and the Church has not given a yes to Medjugorje, and 40 years have passed already. And this is also different from any other apparition. The Church has never taken so long to pronounce about these supernatural events. Well, and there are scandals regarding Medjugorje. There are things that are really not nice, and it pains me that I have to tell them. As I told in one about speaking about Our Lady of Guadalupe, and you know, these things are out there. You can research them yourself. You can get to know them yourself. Those are facts, and I cannot hide them. And altogether, let you decide. And I will tell you the negativities and the positivities. And from now, just right from the beginning, I tell you that the Vatican is poised, going over the local conference bishops and over the local bishop that has not pronounced himself yet, and going over, which is not normal. Usually is the local bishop that approves or disapproves these apparitions, and the Vatican never endorses them, not even Fatima, not even Lourdes, directly. But it looks like the Vatican, in this case, had to intervene. Negatively about the whole thing, but positively about the fact that there are apparitions, about the fact that there are pilgrims going there all the time, and in the last 27, 30 million have been flocking to Medjugorje. And that's not, you cannot deny. And the other thing that the Vatican is poised to approve is the first apparitions, not the later ones, and not the ones that are still going on. Because, and that's another problem, Medjugorje is an ongoing apparition. Although Most of the seers are already married and with kids. There is only one that is still there in that hill. And also because of that, because it is an ongoing apparition, the church cannot pronounce itself conclusively. So there is also two things that are unfortunate, but they did happen. One thing that is unfortunate, that Medjugorje gets caught in somehow a big riot between the diocese of Mostar and the Franciscan order. And that's a big, it's very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. You know, all the apparition sites are in the hands of the diocese. All. Fatima, right from the beginning, is in the hand of the diocese. Lourdes, Medjugorje, any sites. Lourdes, and Guadalupe, Fatima, not Medjugorje. Medjugorje is in the hands of the Franciscans. And that is also something different from any other apparitions. And there is this row between the bishop, right from this bishop of Mostar, Pavao Zanik, and these Franciscans. Medjugorje is a parish that belongs to the Franciscans. Well, within the Franciscans, there is this Father Tomislav Vlasic that has been excommunicated from the Catholic Church last year. But before being excommunicated from the Catholic Church, the reasons go back to 1976, when this Franciscan got together, had an affair with a nun, a Sister Rufina, and she becomes pregnant. Then the priest is frightened to be exposed as the father of the child. So Father Vlasic persuades her to move away to Germany, but she hopes that he will honor the promise of leaving his ministry and marry her, but that never happens. Well, those letters in distress, somehow, providentially, I don't know, for good or for bad, they fall in the hands of the Cardinal Ratzinger, that was at the time the head of the Holy Office in the Vatican. And he sends the letters to Bishop Zanik, the local bishop. And the local bishop, right from there, is twisted against the Medjugorje apparitions. And I don't know if it is because of this priest, because this priest was the mentor of the children when the apparition started in 81. He was the spiritual director of the children, and he was the one who wrote the first chronicles of Medjugorje. So it is an important priest for the case of Medjugorje. Not only that, he eventually, this Father Vlasic goes together with Agnes Juppel. It's a lady from Germany that claimed that she was cured from partial paralysis in a pilgrimage to Medjugorje. They go to Parma in Italy, and in 1987 they found a strange community of religious, of friars and nuns living together. One of the members of this community was Marija Pavlovic. Marija Pavlovic is one of the seers of Medjugorje. And she said that Our Lady of Medjugorje approved this foundation of a mixed community of men and women living together. What Marija Pavlovic didn't like is that this priest, Vlasic, and Agnes Juppel, they were sharing the same room. and that night that room was closed by key. So she didn't like it, and she and it looks it it's she didn't like this, and she said in writing that she stopped being a member of this community, and she came back to Medjugorje, and she had been in charge of the publications in Medjugorje. Well, Pope Benedict, now already Pope Benedict, already knew well with this priest, and he suspends him in 2009 on the grounds of sexual immorality, New Age doctrine. We can see this New Age doctrine in some of the messages of Our Blessed Mother, so we wonder if these messages are indeed from Our Blessed Mother or are from him. So manipulation of conscience, that's another accusation, and disobedience. So he was excommunicated from the Catholic Church last year. So these are unfortunate events that somehow tarnish Medjugorje, because he was the spiritual director of Medjugorje, of the children, and one of the children is involved with him in this in this community, even saying that Our Blessed Mother approved the foundation of this community. So this is the first thing that I have to tell you. Now, the other thing is how the local bishop react against the facts of Medjugorje. You see, the local bishop, not only he was very positive, very adamant positive against Medjugorje right from the beginning. It looks like in the beginning he somehow approved it, but soon, very soon later, he disapproved the whole thing. I don't know what got into the bishop. They probably got hold of some information that he didn't like. And so the bishop of Mostar, Monsignor Zanik, and his successor, they have never approved these apparitions. So there is also the case of this disobedience, this relationship between the bishop and the Franciscan orders, that I will tell you right after a small pause. saw in this row between the bishop and the Franciscans, Monsignor Zanik of Mostar has on several occasions give legitimate instructions to the Franciscan priests active in Medjugorje parish, which they have consistently disobeyed. He has ordered certain priests to leave the parish, and they have stayed. He has asked that the occurrences should not be publicized and that pilgrims should not be organized or welcome until his canonical inquiry was complete. And this has been disobeyed by in large. In here, the Franciscan order proved to be overpowerful. You know, the Franciscan order is one of the biggest orders in the Catholic Church, and they are in all countries. And they are more powerful than a single small diocese like Mostar. So, since they are in all the world, very soon, before the bishop, and the bishop expressive told them, don't do it. But they did it. They did it. They organized pilgrims from all over the world. So they gave this importance to Medjugorje that somehow is not there. Somehow is not there. They were the ones who publicized everywhere. And since they are very powerful, I can tell you, because, for instance, they are the custodes of the Holy Land. Most of the holy places in Holy Land are owned by the Franciscans. They are the ones that are there in many of the churches in the built over the holy places of the Holy Land. So they are very keen in making pilgrimages, and they have a machine of publicizing, a very big one. So they indeed made Medjugorje what Medjugorje is by organizing lots of pilgrimages against the local church. Against the local church. These orders have been ignored, but the most flagrant and, in my mind, conclusive case is that involving the Fathers Prusina and Father Vego, two Franciscans being disciplined by their superiors, and who have been since expelled from the order. Bishop Zanik had ordered them to leave the parish. Our Lady questioned by the visionaries, you know, Our Lady was questioned by the visionaries, by the children, by the seers. And it's in two occasions, it looks like Our Lady, on the 19th of December 81 and on the 20th of January 82, that Our Lady has said that the bishop was in the wrong and the Franciscans should stay put. I can't stomach this, that Our Lady has shown an inciting disobedience to a lawful order of a bishop. So I cannot stomach this. Those are facts. Those are facts, and I let you, brothers and sisters, to judge these things by yourself and take conclusions. The content now, so the local bishops, not only since the diocesan bishop, the first one and the second one, they never decided positively about Medjugorje, and there was somehow this pressure. The pressure of the Franciscan order and the pressure of people flocking into Medjugorje precisely because the Franciscan order publicized these facts before they were sanctioned by the local church. And so even the diocesan bishops, all together, the Yugoslav Bishops Commission, they intervene. But all they could say is that they cannot approve. They couldn't approve, so they haven't been able to approve. And since because they haven't been able to approve and the pressure is still there, The pressure is still there. Then even the Vatican intervenes. And the Vatican normally does not intervene in this. You know, I've shown you both in all places that the Vatican, if it intervenes, is only indirectly that endorses. But even here, the Vatican intervenes. And as I said, positively about the first apparitions, negatively about the late apparitions. And this negative of the late apparitions is extended so far to the first apparitions, because even though they have a positive thinking about the first apparitions, they cannot approve the whole thing just yet. So the first seven apparitions, which are reported, took place in 81. Receive a general positive response, with 13 members of the Vatican Commission voting yes as to their supernatural nature. One vote was no, and one was suspended. So it's fairly a good votation. But the second phase, which includes the 35 years from 82 to the present day, received a strong mixed reaction, including a final tally with zero votes in favor of the supernatural nature of this apparition, zero votes in favor from the Vatican. So, and also, as I told you, this is an ongoing thing, and so the Vatican cannot give a final pronouncement, because you know how many apparitions we are thinking of? 30,000 apparitions we are thinking of. And of these 13,000, and the Pope Francis, the late pronouncement, when he said that he allows the pilgrimage to be done, because, you know, it's a fait accompli, you can only accept, and of course that the Franciscan should organize it in an orderly way, since it is a fact and the facts cannot be denied. People are flocking there, so you have to have some organization. And the Church said yes to apparitions, because there are many places of apparitions, and any place becomes sacred when you pray in that place. When two or three united in my name, I am there amongst them. So on these grounds, the Church allows these apparitions, although there is no conclusive opinion about the whole Medjugorje. And, you know, Pope Francis said that he doesn't like to see the Our Blessed Mother as a courier that every day gives messages. Many of these messages are repetitive, because, you know, it's so many years, and repeating the very same thing. And the problem is that some messages are contradictory to our faith. And we already said one, that the Blessed Mother took a position against the bishop, that it's very unlikely. Also, that the Blessed Mother approved this new congregation of priests, or priests and religious, male and female, living together. It looks like by a seer said this Marija said that our Marija Pavlovic, that our Blessed Mother approved that foundation. Well, it's also very dubious. It's interestingly that in all apparitions we see that one or the two seers, they get into religious life. The two seers in Fatima, the two small ones, died very soon. The other, Lucia, that is the main important, more important is Lucia than Francisco and Jacinta, and she entered a religious order, and then she changed the religious order. She wanted to be a Carmelite, and she died as a Carmelite. So we see no religious vocations toward priesthood for these seers. So this apparent disobedience on the part of the visionaries, also some inconsistencies and even lies and changing statements these seers have done over the years. The five stones of the message are Mass, confession, prayer from the heart, 3 hours scripture readings and fasting on bread and water Wednesday and Friday. This is a restoration. This Wednesday and Friday fast is a restoration of the old fast of our church. Now the problematic messages are that we see our Blessed Mother praying the Our Father, something that she has never done in Lourdes or in Fatima, because there is a line in the Our Father that says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I cannot picture our Blessed Mother saying this sentence. As a matter of fact, she never in Fatima, she never in Lourdes. But it looks like in the apparitions she does. And also, worse even than that, the Virgin also reportedly said, all religions are equal before God, exposing the heresy of indifferentism explicitly condemned by the Church. The similar remark elsewhere, it is you who are divided on this earth. The Muslims and the Orthodox, like the Catholics, are equal before my son and before me, for you are all my children. Somehow it says, well, don't go and preach your religion to other people. Keep your own religion, let the other people keep their own religion. It is also said. Well, this is contradictory to our faith. We are missionaries, and we should tell Muslims that the Son, that the God that has sent so many prophets, he also sent his only Son. This is a must. We have to announce to all religions, pray to God, and they might even say that God is our Father. Well, we must tell them that God is one and three, and that God, our Father, has sent his only Son to preach the good news to them. We cannot shut this up. And it looks like in Medjugorje, our Blessed Mother said, you know, keep it to yourself, don't announce the gospel, because all religions are the same, so keep your own. Now, she is also have offered the very Protestant remark, I do not dispose of all graces, she says. Jesus prefers that you address your petitions directly to him, rather through an intermediary, that is me. Well, our Blessed Mother is mediatrix. She's even mediatrix in the grace of Jesus, because it was through her that Jesus came to us. So you cannot renounce this. And she has done in the wedding at Cana. She is the mediatrix of all graces. And it looks like in Medjugorje she says, no, ask directly to him. Well, did our Blessed Mother become Protestant now in Medjugorje? This is not Catholic teaching. So, brothers and sisters, with all this together, with all these things, it is maybe, so. And these are late messages. The Vatican has read all the first messages, the ones concerning the year 81, and it looks like it approves them. But of course, this, since the whole, the following messages somehow are on the way to the approval of everything, and also what is on the way to the approval of the whole thing of Medjugorje is that the children have grown up and they are already married, many of them, with pilgrims, but the apparitions are an ongoing process. So there cannot be a final resolution on an ongoing process. So this is it, brothers and sisters, that I had to tell you about Medjugorje.
You have been listening to Fatima, Where Heaven and Earth Have Met, with Father George Amaro. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that this program is an encouragement to you. Please join us here on Radio Maria Canada, where Father George Amaro will continue his teaching about our Blessed Mother and the significance of Fatima.